Well, it's this time today because we get to have a lot of fun.
Yes, we do.
Veteran of the Quarter. Tell us about the program, Lindy, please.
Yeah, so we're so honored and excited to be here this morning, and we appreciate the partnership with you all, helping us recognize and honor local veterans in Taney and Stone County. Branson Bank, now since 2009, we've been recognizing Veterans of the Quarter throughout the community, and we do that through a process where the community can nominate local veterans, and we have a panel of veterans that do the selection process here at the bank. We collect those nomination forms, and they come in and they do the selection for us. But every quarter we get to do that. You can find nomination forms on our website or at any of our locations at Branson Bank. But certainly when it's time to celebrate and honor a veteran each quarter, we are very excited to do so here on the radio with you.
Well, Keith, let me tell you, so you were a WAVE?
Yes.
Do they still say that? I don't even know if they say it anymore.
Well, now it's WINS, Women in the Naval Service.
Anchors
away. It's a teaser.
Why'd they change the name? Yeah, I don't know either. It's the government. What do you do?
I probably know.
Good
it.
Good grief.
You know, but we're not going to get into it this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, I read through your bio, and I'm going to get to some of it in a little bit. But we'll just talk to you for just a minute.
Okay.
Man, I had walked in the places you walked many years before you did. And so, where did you grow up? Where was home? And when did you say,
I'm on enlist.
Yeah, I'm going to the Navy.
Yep.
Well, I was probably 3 years old when I decided I was going in the Navy.
That's kind of when I thought I would,
Navy
too.
Navy background in your family?
My dad, yeah. Both my brothers were in the Marines and then changed to the Navy.
Yeah, you're a smart lady.
I can see the picture. 3-year-old young lady got the big hat on from dad or somebody else.
No, my dad didn't want me to go in the service.
Oh, he didn't?
No. But I always wanted to go to Japan. That was from the time I was 3 years old, I fell in love with Japan. So the only way I was going to get there was the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Join the Navy and see the world.
I'm going to tell you what, and we have a great presence in Japan. Are you Kathy, Catherine? Kathy.
And she's with a K, just like Kathy at home.
Catherine E. McAllister. You already said she has a nice place
restaurant,
to have sandwiches.
Named after you, a bunch of them.
Yes, that they spell it different. But
oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
United States Navy. On July the 14th, 1977, Catherine McAllister enlisted in the United States Navy. By November, she was stationed at the Submarine Support Facility in San Diego. Now, look, there's a lot of things that I've done.
That'd be cool.
I've seen the submarines, not in underneath, but up above.
I rode the submarine ride at Disneyland once.
That doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
How in the world did you get involved in that?
Well, I'm a yeoman.
Okay.
And I worked as a security yeoman. I worked as a chaplain yeoman. And I was the senior WAVE on base. And so whenever they had a dependence cruise, they needed a female on board. So I've been on submarine a couple, two or three times. So
I tell you what, there's a lot of things that can happen. One of them is when you're in the Arch in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
They shut the door and you know where you're going.
But you're going up the top where the windows are.
But when you're on the submarine and
they shut that door.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going, let's see, I think I know which direction we're going. Did it bother you at all?
Oh, yeah, I was seasick the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you're enclosed.
I can
you
imagine.
Can't go out to the deck and hang your head over or nothing.
No.
For us unmilitary, what's a yeoman? Sorry to ask.
Basically, I do a lot of paperwork.
I was going to say bookkeeper, but that's too broad, probably.
Yeah, no, I did officers' paperwork and administration stuff.
And you said that they took, like, families once in a while?
Yeah, they would do a dependence cruise.
That'd be kind of cool.
And they needed a female on board, so being the chaplain yeoman and senior WAVE on base, I always had to go. And
how long would those cruises be?
They'd last probably 30, 45 minutes.
Okay, I got to ask you a question before we get into some of this. When you heard the ding, 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 and we're getting ready to go down.
I thought it was. That was pretty bad. Didn't you ever watch War Pictures?
Are you serious? Did you really say that?
Didn't you watch War Pictures?
Did it make any difference?
Yes, it did.
Anyway, when the alarm went off on the submarine and you're ready to go down, what are you thinking?
God, I hope we come back up.
Hope they close the door good.
Yeah.
And the spaces are so confined.
Right.
In submarines. So family-wise, they say, let's go back and have dinner. It's not like going to a big mess hall somewhere. So what did the families think?
The women were kind of like me. They just, you know, the kids loved it. I had my two boys on there with me.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be fun.
And they got to look through the periscope and all that. But
now, when you go under the water, you don't have the same wave action that you have up top, right? Is it just the confined space that makes you feel...
And when we dove, we were sitting at a table and we had coffee sitting there, and you had to catch your coffee or it had been in your lap. I mean, they
go.
Oh, yeah.
Keith, just like when you were on the one in Disney, as you said.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Only the difference is it wasn't saying, ladies and gentlemen, on your right.
Right, that's exactly right.
But the periscope would have been fun. Periscope up, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah, and the guy goes around holding on to that thing.
Yeah, pretty good, Keith. Cool. After 15 months of inactive reserve duty, McAllister was assigned to OSVET. What
in the world is that?
OSVET, Naval Training Center in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
It's right here on my paper.
Yeah.
Officer vet.
Because I was out for a while, so I had to go back for training again.
Sure.
Before.
How did you compare Orlando to San Diego?
Orlando was hot. We'd be out on the grinder marching and stuff. No, it was so
crazy,
hot.
Huh? You know, I need to back up for just a minute, and I apologize to our listeners. I didn't even ask, where were you born and grew up, or what was home?
Chadron, Nebraska.
All right. I
knew.
Go Big Red. All right.
I knew, Keith. That when
my wife's
going,
from O'Neill, Nebraska.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So now what are you going to say, big boy?
I'm not going to say anything when you have a Nebraska Cornhusker sitting next to you.
Absolutely.
They play tomorrow, by the way. I thought I would tell you. All right. Let me keep going here. Between December 1982 and August 1990, McAllister joined the Commander Naval Surface Group, Western Pacific Detachment, in Sasebo, Japan, and later in Guam. She was assigned personal support activity to the East in Yokosuka, Japan, where she served commanding officer personnel yeoman, as we just talked about.
Right.
Detachment yeoman and administrative yeoman, all these office-type tasks. Basically, she was running things.
Yep.
If you know anything about yeomans, am I right? I mean, they know what's going on. They know where the keys are and all that stuff. Wait a minute. Aboard the historic Japanese battleship Mikasa and another while in Guam in full scuba gear, 60 foot underwater. Well, tell me about that. Well, I don't want to say anything to you, but there's a couple of things before you answer. You've been on a submarine.
And if you get seasick on a submarine, what are you doing down there in the bottom of the, or wherever in the water?
Well, because you're in charge.
Oh, okay. I got that.
When I got transferred from Japan to Guam, we spent more time in the water than we did any place else, so we decided that we were going to become scuba divers, and that was just.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Wow,
water clear.
Oh, it was crystal clear at 60 feet down. I mean, it was just beautiful.
Wow.
Hmm. Well, I've had the desire to be underwater. I've had the desire to have a breathing device on my back, but that had to be very interesting. So, tell me about your training for that.
We went through a course.
Sure.
And, as a matter of fact, I re-enlisted underwater one time.
You mean right there underwater?
Mm-hmm. Took the regulator out of my
thing up?
Oh, yeah. He re-enlisted me. He was an officer.
Oh, he was an officer?
Yeah, and he re-enlisted me, and, I've got it all on video. And
we ain't saluting him now, okay? I've already said when I left, okay? I already gave him this, all right? And he was, that's kind of a sarcastic salute.
Oh, wow.
You're right. It is. Okay. How did you use the scuba besides recreationally? How did you use scuba diving?
Well, when we would have typhoons and stuff in Guam, the coral reefs would get messed up. So we'd go down there and we'd help put it back together. And
really?
Yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, does it come apart and you set the part back over there? Or do you take a power washer?
You go to Home Depot first, Keith. I'm looking for something to repair the coral.
Take a big brush or something?
Well, we would go down and just make sure the coral was put back, because, I mean, with the waves and stuff, it would just tear the whole thing up. And we'd go back, because they're living things.
Yeah.
And we'd go back and we'd put them back where they belong.
Very carefully, because that stuff will cut you.
Oh, yes.
In September of 1990, McAllister, Kathy, was assigned to Strike Fighter Weapons School in Lemoore, California. Where's Lemoore?
It's not too, well, from Disneyland, it's about 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Back towards San Diego or east or which way? Or
do you go? It's in the San Joaquin Valley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're from California and they're asking her and you're asking her.
I didn't know that town.
My goodness. Write that down, ladies and gentlemen, at home. On April 30th, 1992, after 15 years in the military, Catherine Yeoman II retired from the United States Navy. McAllister received several military service awards and accolades to include the U.S. Navy Good Conduct Medal. I think I have that one, too. I don't remember. It might have been taken, away.
Excuse me, Lindy. I didn't mean to.
National Defense Medal overseas. This is great. And a letter of condemnation.
No condemnation.
Commendation.
Yeah, commendation.
Look, I was in the Navy, but look, it did take a lot to get in at that time. I got to tell you, this is so neat having
awesome.
you here absolutely. As a veteran, because a lot of times I think the men come and we talk about men things, but there's so many women in the military. And how'd you do as a woman in the military?
I loved it. I was in a unique place because, like I said, I was a senior wave on the base, and I'd Chaplain Joeman, and I'd have all these young girls come in, and I want out of the military, and say, hey, you signed a contract just like the men did, and they'd say, well, I'm just going to go get pregnant. And I said, well, go for it, but that doesn't mean you're going to get out.
Sure. But see you in 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's so neat.
That is awesome.
When you look back at your history, and your life has got to be molded by your military service.
Right.
And so many things. If you could say, you know, Charlie and Keith, I got to tell you, what I enjoyed the most was what?
Oh, seeing the world. I mean, I've been in the Philippines. I've been in Japan. I've been in Korea. I've been in Bangkok. Just, I went all over just seeing everything. That was.
This might be an awful question, but it is Good Morning Ozarks, right, Keith?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And I know you said you're from Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and they have Runzas in Nebraska.
Have what?
Runzas.
The sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, when did you leave Nebraska? Were you real young? You might not have had a Runza. It's like a hamburger, kind of.
Yeah, no, I don't remember them, but no.
Well, that didn't
you didn't worry. Lose any.
Yeah, that didn't go very far. So how did you enjoy Japanese food?
Loved it.
Wow.
Loved it.
Have you been to Nakato's? Springfield.
No.
Oh, you need to go.
Well, I tell you, on behalf of the station and on behalf of the bank, I want to thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.
Let me tell you what, we miss the respect of Navy men and women. And we walk in a time where they've got to hear stories like this and accounts. Because it's because of people like you and the people from the chapter and others who gave for them to be free to watch some of the idiotic things. And I said that, Keith, and I said it without slurring,
yes, yeah.
that we see in the United States. But it was people like you. And you had to have somebody shuffling the paper. You had somebody putting an order to what it was, and I congratulate you for what you did.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
No, you go ahead, bud.
Two real quick questions. At somewhere along the line, I guess you got married, and what got you to Branson?
We were living in Lemoore, California when I got out, and he said, let's go someplace where nobody knows what an anchor is.
Oh.
So we end up here, and I mean, that's all there is anchors.
How long ago did you come here?
It's been 28 years.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
You're natives.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Super.
I remember being on one of the ships, and I think it was the one in San Diego you talked about. And when you talk about anchors away, right? And you see the chain on those big anchors.
Oh, man, they're huge.
Different than on your 28-foot pontoon boat in Table Rock Lake.
True.
But it's crazy. And submarines, I never saw an anchor on a submarine.
No.
Yeah, see, Keith, I just thought I'd bring that up to you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and Lindy's got a presentation for you. Our veteran of the quarter from Branson Bank will be back in just a moment.
All right, before we present this, listen
to
this.
Be good, she can turn that off.
All you fine Navy people, stand up. Take that white hat off. Listen to this.
Girls,
yeah,
away.
Yeah, that's it. Catherine Don't ever touch the phone when it's singing.
Catherine McAllister is our, or is it Kathleen McAllister, right?
Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Born in Nebraska, so she's got Go Big Red in her. and Lindy from Branson Bank, you have the Veteran of the Quarter Award to give to Catherine.
Yes.
And what a great pleasure. Thank you for bringing her this morning.
Yes, it absolutely is a pleasure. You know, on behalf of those here, you know, with us today and those at the bank, we honestly love being a part of this presentation. We love this program, getting to hear the stories of the men and women who have served and sacrificed and done so much for our country. And then, of course, when you come home, all that you've done for our community. We know that you've put a lot of work in, and you take care of those veterans as they come and visit Ozark Mountain Country and they come to our community. So thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all the recognition that you give to those around you. So we appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
As a small token of our appreciation at the bank, we have put together what we call our coin of honor. As we know that coins are very symbolic in the military for a multitude of reasons, but we've put this and fashioned this together on a money clip, of course, being a bank. So we want to present that to you, Kathy, for your service. Thank you. And from all of us at Branson Bank, thank you for your service.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, wow. I want to take just a second, and I think we've got enough time to do this. I saw something in your bio that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Because this is very, very close to me because of what happened several years ago. You've been part of the Veterans of the Ozarks and POW Network.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a chance to go back to Vietnam with the College of the Ozarks about 6 years ago. 12 of us all went back. And two POWs that were captured for 6 years each, both Air Force. Your work that you're doing for that is unbelievable. Here these guys are on the plane going back, and I cannot describe for you what it was like to go to Hanoi and walk into the Hanoi Hilton. And, of course, for them to look around and go, didn't look like this when we were here. It was very sanitized.
Yeah.
Looked like a hotel. And Kathy, the guy that I was with, I was sitting right next to him, he walks in to the jail cell, walks into the little cell, and he puts his back to the wall. And he took so many steps and turned around and walked back. And he says, you have no idea how many hundreds of thousands of those steps I took right here. Wow. So because of what you do, don't ever forget those prisoners of war.
Never.
You know, I appreciate that a lot. He had a little trouble when he was in his plane. You know how ejection seats are supposed to eject you? Well, his went a little bit too far forward, got out of the channel. So when it ejected him, it ripped off the entire front of his uniform, scratched his legs up really, really bad, and was injured when he hit the ground. So, again, I just remember these two guys a lot. Thank you for what you've done, mm-hmm. Keith.
And congratulations to you on being the Branson Bank Veteran of the Quarter. Working here over the past 28 years when you've been in Branson or somewhere, or just kicking back?
No, I've worked.
Where do you work?
I don't now. I'm retired now. But, yeah, I've worked. I worked at IMAX for doing the kiosks, actually working for IMAX.
Cool.
I was the assistant food and beverage director at Buckingham's Restaurant in here.
I like Buckingham's. I miss Buckingham.
I miss the Sprigs.
Well, they're coming. Buckingham's is coming back.
Really?
Yeah, they're gonna. They have a new owner and they're reopening.
Different location?
Nope, same place. Clarion Hotel.
Let me tell you one.
Local flavors there right now, right?
No, Buckingham's in the old hotel. So
it was in the hotel.
Yeah.
Right.
They're reopening the bar, the restaurant. They're gonna have.
From
what I understand, they're gonna have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And
All right, I'm gonna try this again. Christy, you ready?
No, she's not
ready. She will be. Let me try it again.
Well,
here we go. All
right.
Let's do the first words of this.
Angels away, my boys. Angels away. Farewell to my.
I was concerned about it a time or two.
Congratulations.
Lindy, before we let you go, you brought the branch manager from Branson West. Now you guys are building over there and brought your full service banking over there already, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Erica Dees is with us this morning. She's our branch officer over in Branson West, and we are located across from Oakley's Auto World, there at the intersection of Highway 13. So go in and visit with our team. We've got a wonderful group over there between Eric and Erica and Larry and so many great individuals at Branson Bank. So go visit them at Branson West.
The important question is, are their cookies as good as your cookies?
You know what? theirs is our cookies. It's representative of our entire organization.
Well?
Yes, they do. Okay. We do a lot of cookies. Yes.
Lindy and Miss D, if I'm sitting by Crabo Plaza at the light and I want to make a right to go to Walmart, are you right in that section right there?
So you're going to make a left.
Make a left,
okay. You're going to go past Dana's Barbecue.
That's just going to mention Dana's Barbecue.
Yep, past Dana's Barbecue. Go to the intersection and go through the intersection. You won't miss us. We're right there on the left-hand side.
Yeah, little Dana's over there. And the sandwich shop is over there, too. If you've not been to
the sandwich shop. You talked about that one more.
Yeah, I think they make Reuben sandwiches on Mondays.
Okay, yes. Good.
And to my former veterans, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
I'm glad somebody nominated you. It's nice. I'm sorry in the song I said in boys. If we redid the song, it was boys and girls. So it was kind of generic. Thanks again for your service.
Hey, thank you very much, Catherine. All right. Go Big Red. You got to say that. Hey, we'll be back in a moment on Good Morning.
No, you don't have to say
it. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Anytime you have two people that like Nebraska here sitting at, well, I hope she likes it, you got to say Go Big Red. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you always look for somebody to take your side.
Of course.